a person retires because he's tired of what he's doing. I'm not.
Old age isn't so bad.
85. It's just a number.
I can do just about anything you mentioned.
I could do them just as well as I did 30 years ago.
Well, what would I get out of retiring?
Well, have you ever been experienced? Well, I
this spring, we're sitting down with some of America's most fascinating older Americans, all of them long past retirement age, but still working and recalling this series, In My Experience. Today, our guest is comedian, movie star, seven-time Emmy Award-winning TV legend Betty White. And in addition to starring in Hot in Cleveland, Betty is also the author of a new book. It's called If You Ask Me, and of course you won't. Betty, first of all, thank you so much for being here. You're certainly the definition of anti-retirement. I understand you wanted to be a writer in high school and instead ended up in a career that's short-lived for many, but you've been able to sustain it for decade after decade.
Well, I'm the luckiest old broad, as I always say, on 2 feet, because I'm doing the things that I love, both show business and writing. And at I'm going to be 90 in January. So when you can still do that, you're the luckiest person ever.
Does it become a chore at some point? I mean, is there some point at which you say, gee, I could also have made my living doing this and been just as happy?
Well, only if it had to do with animals. That's the only way I could be just as happy. But it's I really enjoy what I do, and I know people get tired of hearing that. A lot of people resent when you're too happy with what you do. They like you to complain, you know. I don't have anything to complain about, and don't think I don't appreciate it.
Is happiness the fountain of youth, then?
Yeah, well, could be. Not for me, but for somebody else.
Well, you're doing pretty well.
You know, I found it interesting that when you first went to start filming for the Golden Girls, you and Rue McClanahan were supposed to be in the opposite roles.
That's right. The man who directed our pilot, Jay Sandridge, had directed most of the Mary Tyler Moore shows, which preceded Golden Girls. And, of course, I was the neighborhood nymphomaniac on, you know, Sue Ann Nivens. And he said, if Betty plays Blanche, we won't call her what she really was, everybody's going to think she's just doing the same role over. He said, why don't we switch them? And I didn't know who Rose was. I wasn't sure of the character. And it was Jay who set her so well. He said, she's terminally naive. She's not dumb. She's just so naive that she thinks life is a musical comedy that's going to have a happy ending. And he was so right, and I loved Rose. I had such fun with her because she was positive. She didn't know any better. The girls could say terrible things to her, and she didn't get it. She thought that was fine. And she thought Bob, at one point, she thought, no, Don Ameche was her father because he looked like her. He could be her father, so maybe he was.
But this is something that people say about you also. I mean, I'm sure you've read interviews with other people when they're talking about you, and they say, oh, she's so positive all the time, and she's always smiling.
Yes, and that makes them sick a lot of times.
You know, I wonder, one of the essential jokes for you is this sweet, big blue-eyed woman very sweetly sometimes saying things which are not all that sweet. I mean, this is people cannot get enough of you saying things, whether they be racy, whether they be borderline mean, with that beautiful smile on your face.
Oh, Celeste, have I got you fooled? Yeah. Well, look who's talking dimples over here. Yeah, Celeste, you know, now my dimples are wrinkles now, but they used to be dimples.
I'm wondering if that's a reflection of you. Which one? Which one of those things? Is this the kind of sarcasm? Is it the sweet blue-eyed girl?
I wish I knew. I wish I could honestly answer that. But you hear something and an answer pops into your head, and before you can, my mental editor goes to sleep, and before you can stop it, it comes out. So I have a bawdy sense of humor, sure, but I don't like dirty. I just like bawdy. But bawdy to some people is dirty to others.
And at age 90, bawdy is, you know, is kind of an edgy form.
Yeah, it's an edgy form, and so is bawdy.
Yeah, and there you go. It's all edge. It's all edge at age 90. So does your power as an icon increase at age 90?
Old age has some wonderful advantages. Yeah. People spoil you rotten. You can get away with murder.
Yeah.
And no matter where you go, you'll turn around and somebody's pulled up a chair for you. Whether you want it or not, there it is, you know.
What advice? I mean, looking back through your career, what advice would you have for maybe 50-year-old, 60-year-old Betty White?
Stay interested in things. Don't let your mind just atrophy. You know, go for it. There must be something that you've always wanted to know more about. Well, now you've got time to find out more about it.
Buy those hip-hop albums, right? Go to those rap concerts. Is that what you're saying?
I was thinking of a strip club, but, you know, it just depends on what your point of view is.
Oh, man.
You've Golden. Left John Hockenberry speechless,
Golden.
An achievement
Golden.
Reached by no other guest on this program, I might say.
My mother will explode that I've been in the same room with you.
Please give her my love.
She is your biggest fan.
So at what point do you retire?
I don't know the meaning of that word. I'm afraid you'll have to define it for me. Retirement. Why? Why should I retire from something I'm enjoying so much? Why quit what you like?
Then you're looking forward to the NFL season this year?
I am. Yeah. Yep. I've got a couple of moves that you haven't seen yet.
And you have a book contract out for not one but two or three books?
One more.
I'm looking for a scoop here, Betty. I want you to tell me, what's the big revelation out of the second book? Can you give it to us in advance?
Well, I'll tell you what the second book is. That's why I'm looking forward to doing it. I've worked with the Los Angeles Zoo for 48 years, and our wonderful photographer all through those years has given me these magnificent pictures he's taken of the animals. Well, I've been there for so long that the animals in the pictures, many of them are my personal friends. So I'm going to show Tad Motoyama's pictures, and I'm going to do then a little personal anecdote about that individual animal, not just that's a zebra, but that's Fred.
Although you've now outlived your favorite elephant.
Oh, my Gita was maybe my favorite animal ever, and that's hard for me to say. Oh.
Betty White, still going strong, doesn't know the meaning of retirement. So if you want to send in an email and let her know what that means, we welcome that. Betty White, comedian, absolute film and TV star. And her new book is called If You Ask Me, and Of Course You Won't. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Oh,
thank you so much. Well, very much. Please know I appreciate it.
And if you want to see more of the very, very still beautiful Betty White in our studio, head over to our site, thetakeaway.org, and you can watch a video there as well.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.